Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspiration. This is Philip Hodson again, and today we're going to be carrying on the theme that we've been speaking of, the theme of godliness, of loving the Lord with all of our hearts, of living a life focused on Him. You know, if you haven't listened to the last few days, you can go back and listen to those days as well. But, you know, we've been focusing on the securities, the joys, the blessings, the promises that are to those who have been born of the Spirit of God, who love the Lord with all their hearts and seek Him with all their hearts and seek His kingdom and His righteousness, that know His voice, hear His voice, and follow Him. Oh, the promises, the blessings, the securities to those that are in Him. You know, we're going to carry on with that theme a bit here, and we're going to open up today to the book of 1 John. And we're going to open up to the third chapter. And, you know, as we consider the third chapter, I think it's very good to see how the second chapter ends there. And, you know, he's went in through here. John is a 1 John is a beautiful book to spend lots of time studying, but I'm going to finish the second chapter in verse 28. And now, little children, abide in Him. Here we are again on the in Him life in Christ. And John is exhorting us as little children. He says, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. And here he goes in the closing verses of this chapter. We have that exhortation again to abide in Him. It is God who yearns for us to abide in Him so that when Jesus Christ appears, we may have confidence before Him and we won't be ashamed at the way we live our lives. God desires for us to live in such a way that if Jesus should appear on the scene at this very moment, that we would be able to look with Him with joy, with such a joyful longing and expectation, because we have been abiding in Him. That we won't be ashamed at the lives we had lived, at the choices we'd made, at the priorities of our lives were His kingdom and His righteousness. And when we see Him and that's how we're living our lives, we can have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. But then he ends this chapter in a very interesting way. He says, if you know that He, Jesus, is righteous, you know that everyone that does righteousness is born of Him. He says clearly what it is to be born again here. He says, one that is born again lives a life of righteousness. And righteousness is right standing with God. And righteousness means communion with God. And we see in the life of Jesus, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to convict this world of righteousness. Because He goes to the Father and you see Him no more. If we want to know what righteousness is, it's what we see in the life of Jesus. Open, full communion with His Father, the presence of His Father flowing through Him, confirming to the world that He's in the Father and the Father's in Him. This is righteousness. And He says, if you know that Jesus is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. The invitation to the life of Christ, to abiding in Him in us, it's not only invited here, it's commanded. Oh, my little children, abide in Him. Abide in Him. And so now we'll go from there into chapter 3. And chapter 3 is such a beautiful opening as he says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as He, Jesus, is pure. You know, he goes on from that after the exhortation to abide in Him, after the proclamation that one who is born of God lives a life of righteousness in open living communion with God, in right standing with God. And then he goes on, he says, oh, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Sons of God with access to their Father. Sons of God that come to their daddy regularly, that just love to be in His presence, love to sit in His lap. And oh yes, when they're in a scrape or a tight spot, their voice cries out, Daddy, help. Oh, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew Jesus not. It doesn't understand the life of one who loves his daddy, loves God with all of his heart. It doesn't understand us because it didn't know or understand Jesus. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And again, here is that we spoke of yesterday, you know, that we were predestinated to be conformed to the image of Son, that he opened up a freedom to us to go into the holiest of all, to dwell in his very presence with exceeding joy, to behold the glory of the Lord, and to be changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. To gaze on the beauty of our Lord. And he says it doesn't yet appear what we shall be, but we know with full confidence that when he shall appear, we're going to be like him because we'll see him as he is. And as we've been gazing upon him and looking to him and being made radiant by him, according to the 16th Psalm, as we look to him, we are being changed into his image. And when we shall see him in his pure, spotless radiance and purity and kingly majesty, the Bible says we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And it says in verse 3, every man that has this hope in him, every man that longs for his appearing, every man that yearns for God, that is just enraptured in the love of God, every man that has the Spirit of God within his heart yearning, every man that abides in him, every man that has this hope in him, purifies himself even as Jesus is pure. Those who enter into the presence of God are changed into the image of Jesus from glory to glory. Every man that enters into the presence of God, his life becomes pure and pure. He purifies himself even as Jesus, whom he beholds and gazes upon, is pure. Oh, the life of a believer, the life of a child of God. Are you living that life? Is that your experience? If it's not, that's what the blood of Jesus was shed to do in you and in me. Oh, may we get a hold of him for all that he's done for us. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, children of God, abiding in him, loving him, knowing him, yearning for him, serving him, drawing near to him, following him. The joy of being a child of God. Are you a child of God? Tomorrow we'll carry on with this theme and consider what it is to be a child of God in this world. But until then, may the Lord bless you, and may you behold his beauty and his glory today. And if you're not there, may you fall on your face before God and say, I know you have more for me than I'm today walking in. Draw me near. Lord, I want to know what it is to be born again, to gaze on your beauty, to know you, Lord, to abide in you. May the Lord bless you. Amen.